people here. They were waiting for us.
We had this sign last night.
Oh, yeah, it actually has a wall for life.
Were life a lot shorter?
Well, I'm getting paperwork done now.
Okay, because I'm afraid somebody up there might pray in. Should.
All right. Well, you and Tom decide everything, or you guys decide on us?
Everything's settled, and everything's fine.
Yeah, that's why he's gonna go to work for us, shouldn't we, Tom?
No, I saw that. How you been, Tom?
Except that I had an operation in my eye.
What kind, one of those?
No, it was a detachment.
Yeah, retina?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, that's common, they say, so. And the surgeons are so good at it.
Fantastic.
His situation is much worse than yours. Dean Atchison, you know, he's had one of those things. And heck, he was very, very successful.
Very successful.
Where did you get that in Boston?
Boston.
They have the best there, I understand. I think Atchison went up there.
Yes, he did. And a friend from Procter & Gamble.
McElroy.
He left the day before I did it. Fred Lazarus was there.
Fred Lazarus?
The old man over the...
Oh, I know Fred Lazarus well. He's a great friend of mine.
Yeah, that's right. He was together there.
Federated department store.
That's right.
Yeah. He's a nice man.
Very funny.
He was a very close friend of Jim Mitchell's, remember?
Which his brother's son up there.
Which one?
For Alfred.
He's in Boston, you know.
Is he right? But Fred actually was basically liberal, but a great supporter of the administration in those years.
I get him in the community fund in Boston. And he's still there trying his best, running five.
You know, the thing about it, Tom, is that goodness, how you, of course you're not there, how in the world you could stay as a Republican in Boston on supporting this administration, but you know it, don't you?
It's a great privilege.
A few years. I'm just thinking about it, you know, but it doesn't, and it could turn around some up there sometime.
I think so. What does it mean to work, Mr. President?
Let me ask you a personal question first, because we get into, I'll ask you a very direct question, just so you know you're talking comments, just be honest, I mean, this is... What about Hank's situation? You know, there you go. He was the middle sex club when he spoke up there.
No, but I...
He went there and then he refused that, you know, receipt where they wanted to do $1,000 plate thing. Sergeant and Brooke wanted to, you know, for their deficit and the rest, and he refused to do so. Well, now let me tell you why he refused.
I know, Mr.
They kicked him in the ass. And the point is my view is that maybe he should have done it, but I don't know what he's done. You remember me in the years when I was there. I didn't care who they passed resolutions. I must have spoken in every state he's been. You remember? I didn't care about Mark.
But your appearance was in Massachusetts in 1948, was it?
1946 or 1947.
Yeah.
I brought you the question.
Yeah.
And you spoke for over an hour without a note, without a piece of paper.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting
as a congressman.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm just now outside.
Yeah.
And there's a piece of resolution I'm saying, and I love you.
Yeah.
You know. Well, let me say, I congratulate him.
Yeah.
I like him. If he's wrong, I will tell him. But I think he's doing a good job. When they refuse, and they make a statement, they said they don't want Agnew while I'm running for office, says Sergeant.
I know.
Well, what do you want
to
turn the other cheek?
All right. Just want to know, I spoken this about anybody, and, you know, but you being you are from... I am Boston, and you know, Ted has gotten raps on, and Sergeant was terribly vicious toward him, wasn't he?
And wrote to continually, so he went out of his way. He used Agnew as a campaign
option.
Well, of course, that's popular to get Agnew around because of the other people who are doing more Agnew. The other one is a huge copy of all of our things.
You should have No, I got that smoke.
You still got chicken?
Huh?
You still got chicken?
I remember that show.
Oh, I remember.
By the way, no, I'm not sure you still care. You know what that is?
No.
Medium.
Oh, I see.
I'm sure.
Oh, it's very good. Not another remark.
You know, we gave it to George.
George Murphy. Yeah. He, that's right, that's right.
He was in the scene.
But anyway.
Go ahead. I told Mr. Hugh Scott, you. I said, Hugh, I said, you look wonderful up there in the rostrum. But I said, have you changed that? Are you going to support that great president that we have? Well, he said, am I not doing better? I said, I haven't seen any evidence of it yet, Hugh. When I do, I will.
Tom was all over him last year, too.
Yeah. The word is on SSD, anyhow.
But 17 didn't. Bobby was sick last night.
Bobby did his job.
Yeah,
he did his job. And we all worked on it, but basically it's a phase that will pass, I hope, in this country, but comments of turning inward. They'll start cracking the space door if you watch. They want to cut it.
Oh, they'll go all the way down the line.
Then they'll start cracking the fence.
Yeah.
And the whole point is they say, well, all we want to do is such a thing. What do I want to do? Help the poor. I'm going to meet with the Black Congressman. I just saw their manifesto and they just want to spend it. Where in the tail are you going to get the tax money to help the poor unless you build it somewhere?
That's right.
Create something.
Once you have a tax base, it's not going to make any money with it.
You like a tea or do you prefer coffee?
So this is all right.
A little coffee. It's pretty good coffee.
Sweet.
They aren't fit to govern this country. There's no guts. Now, basically, we gotta see it through, you know, that's what this miserable war is all about. Nicely miserable war, unfortunately. Looking at it, we simply have to end it in a way that we're not dishonored.
Absolutely.
And that, don't you agree?
Absolutely.
If we go, you know, we could go check it out of there right away, fucking hell. Percy would clap his hands and Sergeant Wood and Brooke and all the rest. Then what? What are our enemies going to think of the United States?
Huh? We will have lost the prestige of Vietnam.
What are you going to think? What would they think in Europe, really?
What would they think?
I mean, really, what would they think was
true? You are a complete traitor.
We lost. No.
That you are. If you do that, I'm sorry.
They think we have to try.
Absolutely. And one
thing, you know, they hate the war.
They do. Everybody hates the war. And I think the American people feel that deep down they feel the same way.
Well, they hate it. They want to end it.
Yes, they do, but...
We're going to make another announcement in April, Tom, and it'll be quite heartening. I can tell you what it is, you know, because I don't want to, especially you kind of tell John, but it'll be a very good one. And people will then see that the long road is coming to an end. We're not going to throw it all at them, because we got to keep enough there to make those people give us back the prisoners, and also to keep just enough there, not long enough, so that the South Vietnamese have a chance to survive. So we're going to do it.
Well, I think I agree with you, but I think the other thing that maybe it's a crazy talk. Here we have the Paris office, which has been operating 2 or 3 years or more.
Yeah.
Capital's there.
Yeah.
And Bruce is there, and no competition. They go there, and they either meet or they don't meet, and they close up.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be proper to say, Mr. Bruce, you've been there so long, we try not to.
We plan to. Let me tell you about the plan, so, John. We've got all questions tonight.
Yes.
We've got to wait. About this summer, in the middle of summer, we will see that there's nothing in it for us to wait, except the prisoner thing, and we could put the prisoner thing, move into Geneva or some other damn thing. And say, all right, boys, as far as we're concerned, the hell with you. Right? We're finding our way to end the war, and you can find yours, but for us just to sit there and be badgered by these people, to be that's what it really gets down to, isn't it? Excellent. We have that in mind. But we're waiting now. You see, at the present time, we just want to, well, you have in this country, the weakness in this country is, it's surprising how much, you know, it's what is weak in the country, Tom, to be quite candid, is this. World War II did not weaken it, actually, it went through that. And when we consider what the French and the British and Germans, let's say the Germans and the Japanese, what each of them have gone through and how they have survived and are still strong people, my God, the Americans have been through nothing. So, but Korea hurt the American spirit,
yeah.
Then this war has. But beyond that, what has really hurt the most has been this foppish group of intellectuals in this country who come out of the universities and they've gone to the great newspaper, they've gone to the television and the rest, and they constantly run down America. They don't want America to be first in aviation. They don't want us to be first in space. They don't want us to be, frankly, honored in the world. They say, oh, America's a terrible place. We don't treat the Negroes right. We don't treat this right. What we ought to do is to concentrate all of our great energies on cleaning up America and forget the world. Well, if that happens, who is left in the world and in the communist, huh? Who's left? The British camp, the French camp, the Japanese haven't got the power. We're all there is, right? So that's what people got to realize.
And isn't this a program that has been planned properly by somebody?
Let me tell you, I am not one that would subscribe totally to the conspiratorial theory, but I can say this. Our enemies just love this, and some of them are crowding up all the time. But some of these people, like your friend Galbraith and others, they don't know they're being used, I think.
Oh, yes, they do.
You think they do?
So does Bundy.
Mac Bundy?
Yeah. Yes, Mac Bundy.
He's one of your Harvard
boys. Oh, yes. Before the foundation, I'm going to see him.
Yeah, he was there like his other day. His dinner Tuesday night. With giving my best, and we were talking, and his wife was there, and she was delighted. I think she's a lovely, beautiful woman. But we got along fine, we got along fine. He's helping us with the volunteer work terrifically, terrific.
We sold the little goods in Greece with Max Fish.
Good.
Henry's a good friend of mine, I don't know Henry.
Well, you know, he was basically, you know, the Kennedy, as we know, and he was for other reasons. It's his first wife.
And Johnson.
And then Johnson, he was with Johnson. But now, we try to gradually, through Max Fisher, bring him back. And I think we can get him back.
He's 100%, he gave 50,000, he's all right. Mr. President, I know and I appreciate very, very much the opportunity to see you. I'd like to talk to you until 3:00.
Right.
You can ask me whatever question, I know the question.
Right.
Maybe he's in a great thing.
Just, oh, I don't know.
You must do something about it. I know Italy well because I've been going there for 40 years. We operated 25 plants in Italy. And I, as a young man, I was about 23 when I started going there. I think this man can turn this around. His wife.
You make it over that way. And I say, this has got to be so sick. This has got to be moving fairly fast. Because he's a strong, terrible guy. Now they say, well, you want him in. Well, he's not in 10.
He's an American boy.
The other thing is that
Tom knows about his wife's background. It is.
Greasy could not riddle. It's my view.
Nobody could have stayed in Greece if he wasn't from Tasca. He says, I'm not working. He says, I know what the president wants. He says, I'm going to do it. I don't give a damn what the
he's got a lot of people.
He's got nobody has a solution. Fine. I don't like it. But what are you going to do? You're going to have the generals or the commies? Now, losing Italy, Mr. President, you've lost to do.
Listen, I'm with you all the way. And I must say, you know, I'm watching the Spanish situation very closely.
And it needs watching.
There.
But this would help Spain. It would help Turkey. It would help a lot of things. It's not the situation. I believe that. I believe that they feel embarrassed. I believe that by 1972, they will have set up their affairs so that they can start on the parliamentary procedure. I think by the end of this year, an announcement of some kind. I have no authority. Nobody told me that they're going to do it, but I have to.
That'd be very helpful if they would.
Yes.
You see, look. I'm the best friend they got.
I know that.
And if I had not been in this office, they'd be put right down the tube.
Right.
Now, I've been defending him, and John knows this, the NSD and all the rest, everybody wants to kick a greaser out here. And they said, well, the Danish on Mike, and I said, what are you gonna do, exchange one battalion for 20 divisions?
20 divisions.
Whatever it is, 15. They don't, we're with them, but they don't make it easier for us.
I know, I told them that, I told them.
Well, keep telling us, I own the office, and we own the lot, that is symbolism.
Yes.
So we understand what they have to do, make it appear something else. You tell them strong, right, Sammy?
Yes, I would.
You can say, look here, boys, we look, just for the, you know American politics, you know they've got a very good friend here, but they're making all the stuff, you know, I don't trust this one, but maybe they're gonna come in.
Well, I'm gonna tell them, you know, I'm sitting with them, I'm gonna tell them in a nice way.
Sure.
Because I tried my best to guide them, to do everything I possibly could, and I said, the martial law, take it that hell out and make something else as strong as the martial law, but don't call it the martial law, you can't have the hell of martial law. And I think Tosca's done a good job on that, on the martial law. Now, Greece, I think, is going along well, and I believe that these people are on the road to some sort of, I believe by 1972, they will have parliamentary program. Because the king's not helping you either, unfortunately.
We have done it.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, he's a nice boy.
He's a nice young
man. But you think he should stay out of the
plans?
He
should now leave.
He can't come back.
I believe
he can't come back.
It'll be against his own image.
Yeah.
Yugoslavia, your visit there saved a very, very important situation. Tito, done a good job with the five-member committee. Yugoslavs are in a better position now than they were 2 months ago before you went. How long ago was that?
October.
The office had saved the situation. I can tell you that because I go to Yugoslavia, I talk with a lot of people there, and I think they're on the road.
Good.
On the road.
Good.
They appreciate it.
We're having him here. But
I know. Has he finally confirmed it in June?
Either. I think June is on his confirm. Would you like to come to that there? Are you?
Well, I'm very sure.
But if you want, I mean, we can.
Well, I expect to be here for good, by the way, in July. I promised John that I would come and start working for you September 1st until November 7th.
You are coming. Great. You are coming to that dinner since you know these people.
Oh, yes.
You don't have any friends here.
Well, I'm very happy because they're together. Their money situation is improving. They value, of course.
Yeah.
But they are much better than they were before. Much, much better.
They're even getting to the point where they can pay somebody.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. We've done a lot of business with them. We buy from them, and we sell them, by the way. We take some of their raw material, and we sell finished product at a steel plant. I have a steel plant there also, which I hope the Japs will buy. Nobody wants it in Europe, by the way. Nobody wants the Japs to put in Europe. The English is fighting because the British
Germans, of course,
the Germans.
They're afraid of France, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
The Middle East, sir. Well, Mehmet, a new man, but the Prime Minister there is our friend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's
oh, that's
is the general his brother or is sad? Well, I believe that I hope that the Russians don't set foot to the Israel's.
I heard
working on our drug problem in Turkey for us.
Good, because I like Turks, I'm sorry they're having troubles.
Well, I think this fellow will know in a few days when he announces his program. I hope he's strong enough to withhold the pressure that he will be getting. The general staff there is, they kicked out the youngsters there. I don't know how many of them, but if he gets the people, forms his government with the conservative people, I think they'll want to stay fast. We need the Turks. I've told you this before, that I wish someday that you'd be able to work in getting the Turks and the Greeks together.
I know. All we have to do is blow Cyprus up.
Well, no, I think they're working on that. Papadakis has done a lot of work in that.
Yeah.
Tom, don't forget to tell the person about Cyprus.
That was the last.
Oh, sure, man.
No, I would say.
And about the Italian
Sarge. To meet Sarge. You know about
that. Why are they well?
I know, but he wants to come here to meet with you. Officially.
Oh.
He wants to meet you in California.
Oh, I see. Yeah, he couldn't come officially because he's already had him. I'd like to have him, but
he will have a lot to tell you.
Right. Now he's going to get him to do that.
He's about to retire, isn't he?
Yes.
When is he? Yeah, they ended this year.
Yeah, even later.
We could have him over.
You could have him, even before as a private citizen.
No, we could have him as a president, come as a private visitor.
Yeah, I'm officially to meet with you, California, Florida, any place he's coming here, either to hunt or he's coming here to visit Alaska or something like that.
I see.
And he does not want anybody else to come with him. You must come alone, and the interpreter would be somebody from the
We could get Walters to come down from Paris, you know, he knows Dick Walters, and get Eisenhower's and my interpreter.
And that would be of a tremendous help.
Oh, sorry, I'll call him all on. He's the best Italian.
Also from the Vatican. No. The other day I saw Folger, by the way.
Oh, yes, yeah.
He is slipping a little bit.
I know.
He must be. He's contributing money to Common Cause. He must be slipping
to Common Cause.
Is he really?
Gardner's often. Oh, my God.
Whether it's for old time's sake or what,
who's he going to
call? John Gardner, that Common Cause outfit, the left wing outfit in New York.
Let me give you another shocking thing which I heard, Mr. Sargent. I have nothing against Sargent or anybody. They're giving a party, the Ripon.
Ripon?
Yes. I have. Who do you think they're giving it for?
Sargent.
Goodell. Goodell.
Oh, boy.
I think this is fine. This puts the Ripon Society in the direct posture where they belong.
Yeah, there it is.
I know. You ought to see the names of the people that are on the committee. This is where I came here. Somebody called.
Oh, you don't know, John.
Thank you, Mr.
Glad to see you. Glad to see you.
We can't continue this.
We're glad to have you. Let's see what we got. But we got something new. Blue paperweight. I'm sorry, I can't see it. And that's what you get. You get a piece of paper.
No, you better lock those for that 5 o'clock meeting. You better lock the door.
JC12.
Ha! Well, Tom, I remember we were down there and remember that the
children were there.
That's right. Oh, listen.
Just in front of
I have heard him a thousand